Welcome to another episode of Cambria Private Capital's Ignite and Scale. Here we spotlight the change makers shaping a more sustainable future. Today we're delighted to have Claire Richards, a Principal Sustainability Consultant at Amphesis. With a career dedicated to integrating environmental, social and governance strategies into business operations, Claire has been instrumental in ensuring that growth companies not only thrive, but do so responsibly and sustainably. Amphesis is known for its comprehensive approach to sustainability, has been a key partner in our journey towards embedding authentic ESG principles in our projects. Claire, it's an absolute honour to have you share your expertise with us today.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Perhaps you could give us a little bit on your background and how you arrived at Amphesis, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as I said, thanks for having me on. So I'm a principal sustainability consultant, as you mentioned. So I'm coming up to my sixth anniversary in consulting in the strategy and communication space with Amphesis. And that really covers anything from helping a business initially understand what to prioritise when it comes to managing sustainability risks and also managing a company's impact, all the way through to really detailed data-heavy ESG reports aligned with frameworks and also more recently mandatory reporting standards. I was just going to say that my journey with Amphesis really started in the retail and FMCG space, where my sweet spot was supporting businesses with responsible sourcing strategies and policies. So quite focused on high risk and high impact commodities, things like palm oil, timber, soy. And when we talk about high risk or high impact ESG terms, that can really mean anything from human rights, child labour, deforestation impacts, carbon impacts, climate risk, through to sort of just a general lack of transparency through the supply chain. And so really, I'd say that, started off quite focused on responsible sourcing, but more recently, in the last sort of 3 to 4 years, I've been more kind of generalist having a broader kind of sector focus and also just broader areas of sustainability. So just looking at things like materiality, ESG strategy development, and also that kind of reporting comms piece that I mentioned.
Very good. And perhaps you could explain why you think it's crucial for early stage businesses to embrace authentic ESG strategies from the outset, please.
Personally, I think this is so, so important. And I am a real strong believer in getting a good sense of kind of potential sustainability risks and also opportunities from the outset. So really being aware of what might come down the line as a business grows as well. So taking that into account as you also take into account commercial risk, just like you would actually taking into account sustainability risks from an early stage as well. So this should really be built into overall risk management from the start and not bolted on at a later date. I think really it's key for early stage businesses for three sort of main reasons. I would say the first one is just the fact that it's much easier to embed a culture of sustainable practice and sort of strong governance practices from an early stage. So there are, you know, fewer stakeholders to sort of influence at that stage. And you can kind of embed strong culture and good intentions from the outset. A key part of that is influencing, you know, how your employees treat and communicate customers downstream. Also how you're looking inwardly at your organization and how you're supporting your own employees and embed the right behaviors within the company with that sustainability mindset, all the way through to how you manage, you know, direct supplier relationships and then those other sort of further back upstream relationships, even beyond your direct supply chain. So setting those intentions around sustainability and having those early conversations with stakeholders and being clear with your intentions is key, and also such an easy thing to embed from the start rather than it being a sort of afterthought and something that you look at a bit later down the line as your business has grown. And then the second big piece is around capitalizing on sustainability opportunities. So a lot of the time people associate sustainability with, you know, high cost and, you know, those like a lot of inputs require additional inputs and resource required for sustainability strategies. But actually it can come really closely hand in hand with efficiencies. So particularly around resource use, use of energy, water, those material inputs. And, you know, being agile and those sort of small early stage businesses can capitalize on those opportunities early and take advantage of efficiencies, cost saving and resource use. So that's really the second point I wanted to make for early stage businesses. And then finally, the last one quickly is just more around the fact that it's easy to tell when a company is not being authentic and when it's kind of been thought as an afterthought. So having that embedded sustainability approach from the start is so key in terms of getting buy-in from your customers, from your stakeholders, your investors, et cetera. So it's really that authenticity piece.
I mean, that's so important, isn't it? And, you know, based on your experience, how do you think a solid and authentic ESG foundation contributes to the long-term success and resilience of a business?
So this one, I think that it's so key for, you know, embedding ESG to ensure that you've got the buy-in from your internal stakeholders. So that employee engagement and diversity and inclusion, those kind of key areas, the fair treatment of people, and sort of creating a healthy workplace is so critical for building resilience and sort of long-term success, because it can attract talent. It can, you know, improved retention rates are shown to improve productivity and also drive efficiencies across the business. And also, you know, those good governance practices helps build resilience and integrity as, you know, things like processes and policies being put in place, things like ESG committees to ensure that the correct decision makers are in place and those are set out from the start. But also bearing in mind that as you grow, these processes and policies will need to be reviewed and, you know, the key decision makers may change. So just ensuring that it's not a kind of one-off, right, we've ticked all the boxes on implementing ESG. It's a journey, much like, you know, but as the business grows, it just sustainability needs to grow alongside it.
So working with Amphesis, you've had the opportunity to impact various sectors, including the automotive industry. But could you share how sustainability strategies are uniquely tailored to different industries, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work across a range of clients across multiple sectors, and a way that we help those businesses to develop their strategies around ESG starts off with something called materiality, which is a phrase and a term that's been borrowed from an accounting principle. And it essentially means it helps us to identify what's important and significant to the business and its stakeholders. And of course, all ESG topics are important, but materiality really helps us to prioritize which topics the company should focus on first, based on its stakeholder opinion and really its intentions and ambitions. So once we've kind of prioritized these topic areas, this gives us an idea of, you know, what goals we should set for those key topics. And the topics tend to cover, you know, impacts, risks and opportunities around ESG. For the automotive industry, for example, from a sort of risk perspective, the SASB standards, which are sustainability accounting, which is the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board, they for the automotive and automobile sector, some of the key topics, for example, that come up around financial risk are vehicle safety, things like labour practices, so particularly fair wages, working conditions and freedom of association. There's also fuel economy and use phase emissions, so that climate piece, and you know, obviously it's a big topic for the automobile sector. Material sourcing, so sourcing things like metals and conflict minerals. And then also a big one for this sector is materials efficiency and recycling. So what are the upfront, what are car manufacturers thinking about when they are designing products? Are they thinking about the recyclability? Are they thinking about the resource, the materials efficiency and resource use, and how those materials are sourced as well? So that's really how we sort of, that's how we kind of start off our strategy development piece. It's really understanding what to focus on first, what should the company's priorities be based on the sector themselves and also stakeholder perspectives.
I mean, it's not easy, is it, implementing the ESG strategy, and you know, particularly when you get into kind of scope 3 data requirements, etc., that there are often challenges along the way. But what do you see as the kind of common challenges but facing businesses when they want to integrate these principles, and how can you help them overcome these obstacles?
Yeah, I would say one big obstacle is sort of getting buy-in from the rest of the organization and from key stakeholders from inside and outside of the business. So getting that buy-in, and a key approach that we take around this is education. So we sort of help our clients with educating key stakeholders on sustainability and understanding, you know, this may come after a materiality where we've identified which topics to focus on first, and then we would be really upskilling the key stakeholders on what sorts of KPIs they should be setting, how to actually understand the challenges in that area, and drive as much impact as possible. And then, yeah, as you said, Mike, scope 3 definitely is a big challenge for the automotive sector and across most sectors as well. So it's so important to understand how you're going to bring your suppliers on the journey with you and educate them on, you know, your needs, as well as, you know, how they should be reducing their impact alongside, you know, supporting you.
As you say, it's not easy, and the data requirements are, you know, particularly across the supply chain, can sometimes be difficult to get there. But I guess as we move towards this world of ESG, and that's interlinked with financial reporting, that's going to come, isn't it? It has to come in the medium term. So in terms of rapid growth companies, how can businesses ensure their ESG strategies evolve appropriately without compromising, you know, maybe some of the commercial aims, or do you see conflict there at all or not?
No, I would say, again, embedding ESG from the start, and actually when you're setting those ESG strategies, ensuring that they are aligned with your core strategy and your core values. So once you know what you need to prioritize in terms of ESG, have you thought about what goals are realistic and aligned with your business objectives and values? So how can you plan to bring, you know, relevant people along the way, not just a sustainability team, so that, you know, those core values are embedded across the business with those operational stakeholders as well? And really evolving the ESG strategy as the business grows, as I mentioned, sort of, and ensuring that you don't just set it up from the start, because your core values, your sort of commercial strategy will change, much like your sustainability strategy will. So ensuring that this is not just sidelined and it's integrated into your growth strategy as well. I'd also say that integrating material ESG risk management into general risk management and other commercial risks, building ESG risks into your risk register, etc., and ensuring that is fully integrated. Again, final point there would just be around education as well. So educating and getting feedback constantly on the strategy itself. Is it realistic? Is it aligned with business objectives and values? So that kind of feedback and engagement and education piece is key, I would say.
And finally, for companies looking to partner with Amphesis, what can they expect in terms of support, innovation, and impact on their sustainability journey?
Yeah, we offer end-to-end support through a sustainability journey. So starting with strategy support and materiality, road mapping, also that education piece, as I mentioned. So we have an e-learning platform called the Amphesis Academy, but we also run more kind of hands-on engagement workshops to kind of engage employees or the C-suite. And then sort of when we've got an idea of what a business should be focusing on, we then can offer more deeper dives on material topics. So that could be nature strategy, that could be looking more in depth into things like packaging or resource efficiency. And then what kind of underpins our offering is our digital platforms. So they're integrated into our offering. And so businesses can take more ownership on the data and interact with the data visualization on the platforms as well. That kind of helps drive that end-to-end journey through sustainability and ensuring that data can be used to drive impact. Obviously, the big one there being reducing your carbon footprint, which our tool Route Zero supports companies to do. So actually doing the footprinting, but then helping with transition planning as well.
And Claire, how can listeners get in touch if they want to learn more about your work?
Yeah, they can get in touch by following us on LinkedIn or messaging us through there or through our website, and that will be available in the show notes.
Claire, thanks very much for coming on. It's much appreciated, and always good to chat with you all things ESG.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
If you want to listen to more episodes of the podcast, we're on all good audio platforms. Our website is also www.cambriaprivatecapital.com. And you can also find myself on LinkedIn and Twitter, where we publish our weekly blogs as well. Please do get in touch if you want more information.